When I was a freshman in high school, getting towards the end of the school year, I'd gone camping and, like a fool, did not check the batteries in my flashlight before I went. So they went out in the middle of the night as I'm trying to walk back to my tent, and I'm like, oh, I'll find my way. And sure enough, there's something on the ground I can't see, and I trip over it and put my hand out to break my fall. And I was like, well, my wrist hurts. I probably sprained it. And I just went about my life. Went home, and Dad was redoing part of the house and needed some help with painting. And it was a brick wall, which rollers don't really work on brick very well. So we're hand painting this wall. And I thought, man, my wrist really hurts. And then I went to school. And it was back in the day where you still had to actually write things instead of using iPads or whatever. And I'm taking a test for U.S. history, writing essays for this test. And by the end of the test, I was like, I can't hold the pen anymore. My hand hurts so bad. This is like 2.5 weeks after I've fallen. So I go to my dad, I said, I think I probably need to see a doctor. And sure enough, my wrist was broken. It wasn't going to get better by itself. It certainly wasn't going to get better if I kept doing stupid things with it like I was. I needed to go to someone for help. In our first reading today, we hear Adam hiding in the garden. What do you think is going to happen, Adam? God has created you, created the heavens and the earth, created everything in it, and given you one command. Do you think he's not going to notice that you broke it? That you're there? Do you think you can just hide your sins from God? And he says, I was afraid. I was afraid to ask for help. I was afraid to turn back to the Lord. I was afraid of you, God. If he's afraid of the Lord and turning away from the source of all creation, every good gift, the source of life itself, where does he think he's going to go? There's nothing good that can come from that. But death, turning away from the Lord, is death. But how often do we in our own lives figure, well, I got to put myself together and then I'll go back to God. Maybe we've committed some sin and we're like, well, I'm not worthy to receive communion, so I'm going to stop praying, I'm going to stop going to Mass, I'm going to stop because I'm not worthy. Well, maybe you can't receive communion, but do you think hiding from the Lord, I can't go in the doors of the church, is going to make life any better if we don't turn back to the one who can truly heal us? Jesus himself speaks about this in our gospel today. Do you think a house divided against itself can stand? Does Satan drive out demons? No, it is by the finger of God that these demons are driven out. The only one who has the power to heal us from Satan's grasp, whether it's possession or our own sinfulness or temptation, is the Lord. And we shouldn't go on just suffering and suffering and trying to do it ourselves and isolating ourselves. It will never work. We won't be able to heal on our own. And we'll find that that wound of our sinfulness continues to fester and deteriorate. Shame is one of the greatest tools of the devil to convince us that we cannot be saved, that we are not worthy, that we should hide from God because we have done something wrong. Once we give in to that, Satan's got us because he's pulling us away from the Lord even further than our own sinfulness did in the first place. The remedy is to turn back to God, to turn to the one who truly has the power to save us. In our gospel reading today, Jesus says, "Who are my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God is my mother and brother and sister." What is the will of God if not that we should be saved? I came into the world, Jesus says, not to condemn the world, but so that everyone who believes in me might have eternal life. That's God's will, to turn back to him and believe again. Not to convince ourselves that we're not worthy, that we can't be saved, and certainly not that we can do it on our own. We know how well that goes. That's why we sinned in the first place. Brothers and sisters, don't let the devil have that hold on you. Don't continue to suffer in silence and hope that by your own efforts or by some miracle, it will just get better. Turn back to the one who brought us life in the first place, who poured out his life so that we might have it to the full. Do the will of God and believe in his saving power again so that we might be saved. That is what he wants. Not to divide, but to unite us. Not to cast us off, but to bring us in again. Don't let shame or pride or the devil have his day. The Lord is greater than them all, and we cannot hide from him, no matter how hard we try. So stop trying. Run to him. Let us go to the one who calls us his son or his daughter, who allows us to call him our Father in heaven. He desires to bind our wounds, to free us from all that could harm us. May we unite our will to his and turn back to him without delay. Nothing is impossible for God. Even our own pride and shame cannot separate us from his love. So let us turn to him for whom all things are possible.